What's up, everybody? Oh man, it's good to be back. I miss you guys. This is Fantasy Unscripted, and we are Z-Dub, Barnacle, and Jake the Snake. Z-Dub, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's all right, man. I missed hanging out with you. Barnacle, how about you, bud?
I'm doing good. Been missing this a lot.
Yeah, we took a couple weeks off. We had a good Super Bowl. We had a good couple weeks of lots of trades going down and people moving around, except nothing's official yet. But we are officially back for our second season, episode one here of the podcast. And what we're going to do is start a little series here, and we're going to cover each division in reverse order that they are in order, I guess, that they were eliminated from playoffs. So reverse order of how they finished. So tonight we're actually going to start with the AFC West, since the Chiefs were one of the first teams eliminated from the playoffs. And we're going to kind of talk about how the four teams in the West, you know, how fantasy relevant their players were, what we expect from them moving forward, and if we see any kind of guys that are going to be some sleepers and break out this year. So, fellas, why don't we jump right in? How about we start with who I think has a serious chance of winning the division next year, the Raiders. Why don't we start with them? As you guys know, they were my Super Bowl pick this year from the AFC. Didn't quite pan out. Kind of unfortunate, as well as the Giants. But
hey, they got a good coach now.
Yeah, they do. They got Gruden back, obviously. And that definitely rejuvenated that fan base a little bit. As far as football finish, like I said, you know, I think they're going to win the division. But fantasy-relevant players, we got to see what happens with Marshawn Lynch at running back. If he's going to come back, I wouldn't think Marshawn would be more than a running back too. What do you guys think about Marshawn?
I don't know. I don't know what Gruden's going to decide with Marshawn yet or not. We'll have to wait and see the offseason. If they go get a running back early, you never know what they'll do with Marshawn.
I think they need to go after a running back. Maybe even in the first round, and you know, get a guy who can complement that passing offense that they have, and
that can also be a part of the
help out Marshawn,
and that can be a part of the passing offense too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, do you guys think that this kind of mediocre showing this year from the passing offense is a fluke, and it's not going to happen again next year?
I think so.
We have to wait and see, really.
Yeah, as it stands right now, I still got Derek Carr as a QB1. I think if you have a 12-team league, he could be your starter, one of the top 12 guys fantasy-wise as far as quarterbacks go. He didn't turn the ball over a whole lot, throws for 300 yards a lot, and so that's really good when it comes to fantasy terms. And wide receivers, a lot of people were talking about this as the season was going on. So if we just talk about the top two guys, obviously Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper – a lot of people are saying how crazy it is that Amari Cooper continually gets drafted 2, 3, maybe even 4 rounds higher than Crabtree. And 2 years in a row now, the end of season stats are pretty much similar, if not Crabtree better. So people are always saying now, okay, why are you taking Amari Cooper so much higher? And they say he's still going to be taken high again in the 2018 drafts. He's going to be taken way high for no reason.
Because this
I kind of have those guys about
a higher ceiling.
In our draft, they went back to back.
He has a high
weird
ceiling to me again. Yeah. He's that's why I think too. He is taken so early.
Yeah, but you know, now you've seen Crabtree's it for 2 straight years is that they've had similar outputs on their performance, you know. And Cooper had a pretty terrible season this year, except for one game he caught.
Let's be honest, both wide receivers dropped the ball. Like, they have butterfingers, both of them. They dropped the ball too much.
Yeah. That's definitely a problem they need to work on in the offseason.
The most action Crabtree got was getting his chain snatched off again.
I think it's 10th year. Yeah. I think Crabtree's entering his 10th year in the league, and you know, people are starting to wonder, you know, when's he going to start really declining? And
yeah, but he's a Red Raider,
dude. Why he's not taking high.
He's got that Raider rash, bro.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Oh, so that's it?
Yeah.
So that's it? You got nothing else to say about
Crabtree? Not really, because
I'm not a huge fan of Crabtree.
That's a team that bores me, honestly. when it comes to a fantasy perspective, they got some okay players, but the Raiders are boring to me. They don't have any personality on their team. They're just kind of a boring team, in my opinion. Maybe it's because we're here in the center part of the United States, if we don't get West Coast coverage. But it seems like the Raiders are a really boring team.
I have to
team.
Agree with you on that. I mean, I think they might be fun to watch now, getting Gruden and eventually going to Vegas in a couple of years. I think they'll become more entertaining. But them just playing in Oakland, it's just like that stadium so looks so boring on TV.
I think the factor of this being their last year in Oakland could be a motivator for them this year. You know, on top of having a new coach and all this new stuff going on within the organization, I think this could be kind of a good year for them.
I want to see them move to Vegas. We see the first team in pro sports that has moved to Vegas is currently atop the rankings. The
Golden
NHL.
Knights.
You got the Vegas Golden Knights, and they're the best team in the NHL right now. It's unbelievable. So we'll see if the Raiders can do that next year, 2019 season.
Yeah, right.
What do you guys think about Jared Cook? Is he staying? Is he going?
Who knows?
Who else
Jared
are
Cook
put
stays
there?
And he had about the same production. He's definitely a tight end one.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely
a tight end one. He deserves a start on your fantasy team.
Or he's
he was
one of the most inconsistent tight ends in fantasy football, in my opinion. I was about to say that because to me, you can't have one great week and the next week like just tank. Like it's not. That drives fantasy owners insane.
Yeah. Like,
so who was your replacement when you dropped Jared Cook?
I mean, that's to be determined. That's later conversation.
But, you know, it's hard to find a good tight end.
Yeah, see, I think Jared Cook's better than Cameron Brate, though.
Total season-wise, they were about the same. But, you know, when I got Cameron Brate, he was on a roll. And, you know, after, like, a week or so of having him, he just, like, went cold.
Because Jameis Famous came back.
So.
That's because Jameis came back.
Yeah. No, because Jameis got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That was the work of Ryan Fitzpatrick going to O.J. Howard all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't like Cameron Brate. Okay, so you're not high on Jared Cook. That's fine. I thought he had a decent year. I still think he's a number one tight end, unless there's some guys that come out of the draft that turn out to be giant tight ends.
I'm calling Mark Andrews of Oklahoma is going to be a stud tight end.
You know, I saw some footage of another guy. He was from somewhere, some tiny school, Northwestern Dakota State or something weird like that. And they were showing him doing some drills at the Senior Bowl workouts. And against linebackers, against safeties, he was getting unbelievable separation off the ball, downfield. And they were saying, this guy right here could be a dark horse. He's going to not get taken anywhere, maybe not even get drafted. But could be one of the highest sought after tight ends that gets separation like nobody's business. So that'd be pretty cool. Some guy from a nowhere school getting a look.
I don't know why, but tight ends just aren't usually drafted high until lately. Last year there were two tight ends taken in the first round, but outside of that, it doesn't seem like tight ends are taken inside the first like two, sometimes even three rounds.
I'm drawing a blank. Who was the other one?
O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, we just talked about O.J. Howard, and I completely went blank on that one. Yeah, that was weird. How about Giorgio Tavecchio? Is he deserve to stay on the free agent list all year?
He's not worth a pickup to me unless the offense gets going this year. I guess they really like him. If they have to get rid of Sebastian Janikowski.
Yeah, that's like their favorite player of all time.
He was a first round pick.
That's everybody's favorite player. I cannot believe he picked a kicker in the first round. I mean, I know he was good, but first round?
That's Al Davis for you.
In the NFL draft, that's Al Davis. And Mark Davis, who looks like a chubby 20-year-old, acts like a 5-year-old.
He looks,
and really is like 60 or 70.
He looks like a child pedophile.
He's got that little ugly bowl cut. He's so weird looking. Y'all, he's the ugliest thing I've ever seen probably in football. There's some ugly dudes in football, like Terrell Suggs.
But that guy can rip your head off.
Yeah, he's got tiny little teeth, too.
Don't talk about T. Suggs like that.
I can say whatever I want about Tisa.
He would rip your face off.
I got a fantasy podcast, so what's up?
All right, and fine. He's a multimillionaire. And you're, defense, but it's cool. And you're not.
No, I'm like 1/10 of a millionaire. No.
Okay. 2/10 of a millionaire. So 1/5?
1/5 of a millionaire. There you go.
Hey, that's the math for you.
That's some math for you. Mediocre defense. Let's not even talk about their defense, probably, because I don't see them getting any better.
I do. I have a good feeling.
All they have after is like Mack.
Paul Gunther had a good Bengals defense, and he's going to keep that. He's going to get that Raiders defense turnaround.
It's a young secondary, but they're underrated. They just need to get.
I'm not saying they're going to be the best defense in the NFL. I'm saying they're going to improve from last year, like top 15. Instead of being in the bottom.
Well, top 15 isn't fantasy.
I know. But we're talking about defense. Like, we're talking about the team itself. That's how I see the team itself.
No, we're talking about fantasy relevance.
I think what.
Well, I was just saying. Throwing out how I think they're going to improve on last year's point total of fantasy football to be in the top 15. Yes, I say don't pick them up, but I'm just saying they will improve on what they did from this year.
Yeah. Sure. They just need to work on keeping the points down. They allow too many points. And what they really need is I think their biggest need is a big guy up front who can stop the run.
Yeah. I think they have too many speed guys.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough talking about the boring Raiders. Hey, Barnacle, what team should we talk about next?
The Chargers.
The Chargers. All right. The Los Angeles Chargers. Z-Dub, why don't you go ahead and take the QB, because that's your spot, man.
All right. Well, Phillip Rivers is probably one of the most underrated quarterbacks every year, especially in fantasy. He always puts up great numbers every year. Definitely borderline QB1 numbers every year. And I don't think he gets enough credit. And, yeah, he's aging. He's getting up there in age. But, you know, he's still got it. And I think he's still going to be a great asset for this team next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was one of his better years, actually, in the past, I'd say, maybe 8 years. This is probably number one or two in the past 8 years. He had a really good season this season. I don't think people really understand how good of a year he had this year.
They can make the playoffs. They would have made the playoffs this season if they had a kicker at the beginning of the season.
No, but they just had a young ho instead, so no kicker.
Yeah. If any,
what do you guys think they do about that issue, by the way?
I don't know. I think
they've had, I think they've had more kicker problems than anybody in the
Buccaneers.
I mean, they went from Novak to Lambeau to young ho back to Novak.
Have had trouble with kickers the past couple years too.
Yeah, that's true. To a little bit, yeah.
I mean, especially since they took one in like the fourth round.
I thought Aguayo went in the second
round. Yeah, he did. Yeah, they traded. They traded up to get him.
Huh. That's ridiculous.
But he was the best kicker in the nation at Florida State. Now he just can't find it. Ever since he graduated,
nobody else is going to take a kicker and. I don't know. Nobody else is going to take a kicker in the first few rounds. Why would you do it, you know?
To make sure you get him. I don't know. He's a Florida guy, you know.
They're in Florida. Hey, just wait till they're undrafted or something, or seventh-round pick.
No, he would have gone in the third round if they didn't pick him, probably. Somebody else would have taken him. I mean, that's literally, y'all, that's like Janikowski. It was like a once-in-a-generation kicker. The dude never missed in college. And then all of a sudden, he just couldn't make a single kick.
Yeah, I mean, it's
crazy.
It's all about confidence and rhythm for a kicker. So if you lose that mojo that you had, then it's hard to get it back sometimes. So, you know, I've seen it happen to a lot of guys, Blair Walsh being one of them.
Right. Yeah, they've had a hard time the past couple of years. Same thing with their defense, really. You know, they've gotten better with Melvin Ingram.
They had a top 10 defense this year.
They're starting to show. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're starting to show that they're capable of doing it. Now they just have to do it consistently.
I agree. I think
they have a top 5 pass rush and a great secondary.
Yeah, for sure. Most
they're going to be scary
secondary in the
NFL. Yeah. Yeah, definitely up there.
Yeah, I think the Vikings have the most underrated secondary.
Underrated?
Underrated. I don't think they get talked about enough.
They didn't get talked about until when it got close to playoff time.
That's what I mean.
They definitely got their credit when it was due.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but that, I mean, that's what I'm talking
until
about.
Until they played Eagles.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was, you know, that whole run that they had was just unbelievable in itself. So we can discount that as being kind of a fluke. That's what I think. I don't think they're serious.
Yeah. I mean, everybody talked about Xavier Rhodes and all that, but, you know, other guys didn't get enough credit for sure.
Yeah, no, that's true. Newman always gets the best, too. It seems like he's the one always making the mistakes.
Well, he's like 40. That's Mackenzie fine. Alexander is taking his spot.
Yeah, I can't wait until he blossoms. Becomes his.
We're in the NFC North here, guys. We're talking about the AFC West. We're kind of venturing off our.
All right. Back to Chargers. Okay. Melvin Gordon, top five running back this season, yay or nay?
Yeah, I can see that. I could see that. I could see that, yeah.
He's just not versatile enough.
He's got to compete with Saquon Barkley coming in the draft, obviously. Then you got Todd Gurley, and you got Kareem Hunt, and you got Le'Veon Bell. You know, I have a hard time seeing him being top five.
I just think he's vastly improved each year.
Leonard Fournette,
Dalvin Cook. David Johnson's coming back. Everyone forgets about David Johnson.
Yeah, I just don't see him being top five. Top ten for sure.
I'm just going bold. Like I say, going bold.
It sounds like it. You're just trying to take everybody's head off.
Yeah. That's how I play.
Keenan Allen's still a stud. Are we going to see any emergence as a secondary wide receiver from this
team?
Everybody else is just kind of
my guess
mediocre,
would be,
you know what I mean?
The guy they
Mike
drafted
Williams,
this year.
A little bit.
Yeah, that guy.
Travis?
I think it'll be him.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in 2017. Mike Williams was okay. Travis Benjamin.
Hunter Henry.
Even probably worse. Tyrell Williams, even worse than them. I'm talking about like receivers.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Is there anybody that steps up to take that number two role next to Keenan Allen? Because he can't do it all by himself all the time.
I actually think it's going to be Tyrell.
Really?
I can see it happening.
He's the fastest one of the group, isn't he?
I mean, he came on a little late.
Than Travis Benjamin,
he came on
maybe.
A little late.
Benjamin I like drops Tyrell passes, Williams. Though. I thought I think he's a good number two that complements Keenan Allen very well.
Yeah,
it just seems like the number two receiver, quote unquote, like Barnes, you were saying, is Hunter Henry. That's their number two pass catcher on the team.
Yeah.
And he started slow. He started real slow, and then he picked it up as the season went on. I think they continue to work in the offseason. I don't know if Antonio Gates will be back.
He needs to retire.
I don't know if he knows whether or not he'll be back. But if he is gone, then Hunter Henry for sure is a top 10 tight end easily.
He's the first round.
Hall of Fame.
Not first round.
Tight
end
fifth
one. Round.
I'd give him fifth round maybe. Because you think the first
– I'm not saying – I'm
first
not, I didn't mean first
rounds,
round. I meant tight end one.
Yeah, if the first three rounds, you'll probably see three tight ends go. And I'm not saying one per round, but maybe one in the second, two in the third. It'll be Gronk, Kelce, Ertz will be the first three to go. And after that, honestly, it's a toss-up. But after those three guys, I mean, I think you could put Walker in that conversation. I think you put Hunter Henry in that conversation.
Jimmy Graham.
I think Jimmy Graham, Evan Ingram, those guys go in that conversation. Well, it depends what Jimmy Graham ends up. That's something we got to talk about soon. I know. We'll talk about that when we get there. But I'm kind of rooting for that. But that's something we got to talk about. We'll find a landing spot for Jimmy Graham. We can talk about that maybe at the end of the show if we get some time. We can dive into that a little bit. But again, yeah, those top three guys I think are for sure. And after that, man, it's a toss up. So Hunter Henry can go anywhere from being the fourth tight end pick to the 10th tight end pick. And it really wouldn't surprise me.
And he'll still have a great season.
Because all those guys in the middle, there's, you know, those guys we just named are all pretty good, but they could really go in any order. You know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 4, it doesn't really matter, you know?
Well, I mean, it's when it comes to tight ends, it's Gronk, Kelce, and Ertz. And then
Gronk might retire, so why? I don't know why.
He's not retiring.
He's not. That's the same thing that Cam Chancellor did a couple years ago. He's not going anywhere.
You never know, bro.
Yeah, and Earl Thomas did it last year too.
And, oh, I mean, that's okay. Just, that's what I was talking about. Earl Thomas, yeah. And stuff, and yeah, they're all mad. Think about it. No one's asked him that since. They only asked him right then, like right after the game.
Yeah. He's coming back. I mean, he's still young. He's like 30.
So yeah, I could.
But see you gotta realize how many injuries because of all the aforementioned players also.
We just talked about. Oh, we're still on Gronk, I guess.
Well, okay. Gronk's had enough injuries that, I mean, either way, if he did retire, he's in the Hall of Fame.
I thought we were talking about the AFC West.
I just gotta get my point across. That's all I have to say. Yeah. About it.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there in week 7. We'll talk about the AFC East.
All right. Let's get back on the AFC West.
All right, 2 down, 2 to go. We're doing all right. Yeah, we're doing fine. We're doing all right, boys. Let's move on and talk about Barnacle. Who's next?
Let's go with the Broncos.
Sure. Yeah, you started off with that defense, dude.
I think.
How do they look?
Maybe this year. I don't know. I just don't know. If they lose to Tlaib, if they don't stay healthy. I don't know. They had a decent defense last year, but, I mean, it was, to me, I thought it was a bust of a defense because I expected more from them. And then they were a disappointment to me this year. That's for sure.
Yeah. They started strong, but, like, the first 3 games or so, and they just fell apart after 1 bad game. And, I mean, they kind of picked it up a little bit late in the season, but it just, you know, it was too late at that point.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
I think they needed to go after a cornerback in the first couple rounds. Try to replace Tlaib.
As a defense,
at some point.
Go ahead.
As a defense, I think it's got to be so hard to play at a Super Bowl caliber level, even though you have the players to do so, when your offense performs like 25th out of 32, or worse, sometimes, but usually worse. It's really hard to continue to play with that intensity and that aggression all the time. I think they just got lackadaisical. Kind of like seeing the Warriors play regular season basketball. They just get bored, and they don't care enough because the team sucks. And as a defense, I don't blame them. I mean, your job is to get the ball back to the offense. Well, if you know the offense is going to turn it over again, what does it matter if they have the ball now or later? Who cares?
That's why I think a cornerback is a need, but they mainly need a quarterback before they address anything on that defense.
Okay, yeah. So let's dive in there a little bit. I think at pick number 6, they have a chance for one of 2 guys because I think Darnold and Allen will be gone by then. A lot of people are saying Rosen's going to drop, and I don't know why. I'm not sure what's been going on. I think people are just getting crazy, and they're making up stories.
Because I don't think they see a lot of star power with him.
Yeah, but, okay, so it'll either be Rosen Baker Mayfield at 6, and I think either one of those guys is probably a realistic option. I think Josh Allen and Sam Darnold are on by 6.
I think Josh Allen's there.
I think Josh Allen's
the
best quarterback.
Well, then that
draft
means that Josh Rosen would have been taken earlier. I still think that even though the Browns are saying they're not going to take somebody, they're not going to take somebody at 1 maybe, but they'll take somebody.
They have like 3 picks in the first round this year. They're going to take a quarterback.
Just 2. They just have 2
just
picks.
Just 2? Well, they're still going to take a quarterback, and they're both like top 5 picks.
You know, they were also – someone was saying that they might trade away their first – number 1 overall, keep the 4 and trade their number 1 for players, for good players, for a quarterback maybe. AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron is a free agent now. He's not a part of the Bengals.
Okay. All right. Well,
because he filed grievance against the Bengals and won. Now he's a free agent.
Well, that's good for him. But as far as Broncos quarterbacks go, let's assume
what if
that
they get Kurt? What if they get?
We know
what if they
have to get one.
So let's assume that they don't get a quarterback in the draft. With the 3 they have on the roster right now, do they have any hope at winning 6 games this year?
Yes, because of their defense. Because of their
defense.
Yeah,
6 games.
6 games. So they go 6-10. With Simeon, with quarterback number 17.
They have no hope of getting over 500.
So you're saying they don't get Cousins and they don't draft a QB. They go 6-10. Right? That's what you're saying?
I think that's best case scenario. Okay. I think they do worse than that, but I'm just saying, do you guys think they get to six? I don't think they get to six.
Yeah, it's possible with that. I mean, defense definitely has potential. You know, and they still have some young, good guys on there who have a lot of
experience. Oh,
hey,
by the way, quick check-in right here. The U.S. has a 2-0 lead over Slovakia in the hockey quarterfinals, so
America.
That's good news.
All right.
USA, USA. Nice. I know everybody can get behind that.
None of these guys are in NHL either.
No, they're all college or guys that are playing overseas.
One guy on the team, their captain, has played in the NHL. But he's not in the NHL right now.
Yeah, they have guys that have NHL experience, yeah. Okay, anyways, back to Broncos. Man, we're really good at getting sidetracked. What happens with this backfield, by the way? Is there any emergence of one guy, or are they still going to do by committee all season long?
I think CJ Anderson's their top choice. I think he had a great finish to the season, honestly.
I mean, they haven't had a serious candidate.
He's not consistent
for
enough.
A good player since they had Monte Ball.
Monte Ball wasn't even that good. They haven't had a great run. They haven't had a great running back since Terrell Davis. That's
but I'm true. Saying somebody who was actually their number one guy.
Monte Ball was
ever
trash.
Since then.
Yeah.
You had no Sean Moreno, and you had, you know, now you got the
Moreno had a good year.
CJ Anderson and Devontae Booker. Yeah, Moreno did okay. He did all right.
Nah, he did great. I think it was 2012. Yeah, 2012 when Peyton Manning
was crying during the national anthem, right? People were all making fun of him because he was crying during the anthem.
Yeah, that was him. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't an incredible year, but he had a good year. I remember I had him on my fantasy team, and he was a stud for me.
No Sean. K-N-O-W. He knows how to.
No Sean.
As for their current running backs, I don't think CJ Anderson is a viable option. He's just not a three down back, in my opinion. He's not a guy who can really carry the ball for the whole game or for a whole season.
Yeah, CJ Anderson is a running back three for me. So he gets sneaky flex consideration every once in a while. Better in non-PPR than PPR. But not good enough to be your starting running backs one or two. So that puts him somewhere in the 20s. I'd say 28, 29. So he's just borderline running back three.
Yeah, I agree.
And obviously they have no tight ends.
Yeah.
So I guess we could just not talk about
that. They'll need to pick one up this offseason, if anything.
They got to get somebody.
They still have a talented receiving core.
Yeah, I do
agree
that.
Sanders and Thomas are a great
Emmanuel Sanders,
duo.
Yeah, and Demaryius Thomas are a pretty good duo, and they just weren't able to get their workload in last year.
Yeah, they didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, if you took Demaryius in the first round or second round, I'm sorry for you, anybody who was out there. I know it happened a lot. It happened in our league.
I'm not. Look who the quarterback is.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm sorry for those guys who picked them expecting better play.
Me too.
And it just didn't happen all year long.
I totally agree. Sorry, guys. You got stuck with Brock Osweiler and Trevor Siemian.
No, quarterback number 17. I think the problem, too, is they had – because they had three quarterbacks playing last year, they were on like a QB carousel, kind of like the Texans were of yesteryear.
That's never good for a team.
To establish
You're
any
not
going to
make
rhythm.
The playoffs if
Well, yeah, not even making the playoffs, but I mean, it's hard to have consistent play from other aspects of the fantasy output, like wide receivers, when your quarterback from week to week changes. It's just impossible.
Yeah. It's hard to game plan. It's like have a solid game plan from week to week if you know, the main guy in your offense is different every week, so.
Yeah. Anything else there, guys, Bronco-wise?
I mean, Brandon McManus is still their kicker, so I mean.
Oh yeah, still a kicker. That's right.
He sucks.
Not getting high like that, Prater.
He's getting high. He's getting high in Detroit.
Yeah, Brandon McManus can get high and mile high.
Got him.
He can get mile high and mile high. All right, Jeez. Last team. The team that won the division, the team that started out looking like the Super Bowl favorite. They had the best odds to win the Super Bowl after week 5, being 5-0. And then they hit a brick wall, and it was called themselves. They couldn't get over their own stupid mistakes. Their running back quit being able to run. Their quarterback quit being able to throw. And their tight end is a dickweed. So let's talk about the Chiefs.
He's not a dickweed.
Really, what is he?
There's probably a worse word.
Oh, no. I'd rather have Kelsey over Gronk.
Oh, I'd rather have Zach Ertz over both of those guys. So.
I'd rather have Zach Ertz be the number one tight end next year. Because of his wife.
You guys know exactly why I'd rather have Zach Ertz.
Because you tell me where it hurts.
No, not because of his wife. It's because of his name.
Tell me where it hurts.
Yeah, where does it hurt, Barnes?
It hurts.
My ball, Zach Ertz. My ball, Zach Ertz. As far as the Chiefs go, I think they're fine. Obviously, no more Alex Smith. Patrick Mahomes, he'll be able to get it done. He's a better thrower. Probably not as smart.
I don't know.
I don't know for sure, but he's definitely got a better arm.
He's definitely more mobile than Alex Smith. Alex Smith was pretty – I mean, it's not like Alex Smith was immobile. He was – I think he was underrated as a runner, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. He was pretty good.
He was able to get out of the pocket. He just preferred not to. I think Pat Mahomes is a little bit of a leg up from Alex Smith as when it comes to scrambling. But
– I think that
– he just needs this to team, get experience.
I have a bold prediction here. I think this team – could look a lot like the Texans. Now, I'm not trying to compare Mahomes to Deshaun Watson.
They're all
what I'm saying is the way that the Texans were throwing the ball, yeah. So they had – I mean, the Texans had a – their running game was a little bit better with Watson, but they were, for the most part, air raid. I mean, they were throwing the ball over and over and over. The Chiefs are going to look like this. And with Andy Reid as their head coach, and I don't know, he shouldn't call plays, but with an offensive-minded head coach like Andy Reid – and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's going to score 18 touchdowns this year. Like, it's going to be stupid. It's going to be so much fun to watch them play because they're going to be explosive. Kareem Hunt, explosive. Tyreek Hill, explosive.
I feel like they're going to run the ball more with Mahomes being a first-year starter because I think they got to get – they got to
especially to start the year.
Constantly going, and they shouldn't throw the ball. If Mahomes has to throw the ball 30 times a game – They're not going to win.
Well, 30 times is normal. When you throw 45 times, that's different. If you're throwing a lot. 30 is about normal. If you go 25 of 35, that's about normal for most NFL guys. But
In college, Pat Mahomes is throwing 50, sometimes even 60 times in a game. Right. I mean, that's all he did at Texas Tech was pass the ball.
I think you guys are treating him a little too much like a rookie.
Because he is. He's
been in the system a whole year. And now, but he's not anymore. See, the thing is, he's a second year, and he's been in the system for a whole season. He's seen how it works, and now he knows he's the guy. So there's no doubt.
Okay, but right?
He's going into OTAs. Listen. He's going into OTAs. Knowing he's the guy. So it's not like he has any shortage of time to get ready. Think about when the draft happens. Those guys are jumping onto the team right then and trying to prepare to be maybe sometimes a starter from the draft. Okay, he's already been there for a whole year, and now he knows, okay, it's February. He's going to be the starter. So he's training like the starter, right? I think he's going to be fine. I think you guys aren't giving, especially Barnes, you're not giving him enough credit for being who he is. You're treating him like a baby when I think he doesn't need to be treated like a baby.
I have not seen it.
That's different. Okay. But saying that we need to limit his passes to 30 passes a game.
I mean, well, what I'm saying is the guy has not played but one regular season football game, and we have you're treating him like he's played 5 years in the NFL already. He hasn't. He's only played one game.
Okay, Deshaun Watson didn't have a single game under his belt.
No, not at that time. No, I didn't.
Why? He still has to prove himself.
He had to prove it. Once he proved himself, then I trusted him. Mahomes hasn't proved me that I can trust him to win me a football game yet. Deshaun has. Deshaun proved to me that he can win football games in the NFL. Mahomes hasn't. There's a difference between Mahomes and Watson.
No, but what you're saying is you limit the number of times yes, he gets the ball in
for
his
right
hands
now,
because of
for right
his
now
experience.
To start
I think
the season,
dumb.
Yes, you limit their opportunity until you fully trust them.
No way, no. You give him the opportunity. Then if he screws up and you guys start out 2-5, then you say, okay, we need
yeah,
to take a look.
You know,
at
this. But this but Chiefs team,
you don't
this
go
Chiefs
in 0-0
not a 2-5 team. Just, they're 2-5. They're firing Andy Reid. They're not making the playoffs. Then if they're 2-5,
okay,
then
so that's what I mean.
Then you,
so what's the so,
then
okay? So what's the rush then? What's the difference then? Why not just let him throw? Why not?
Because if you let him throw, you don't want to put yourself in a hole. You want to ease him to it and get him in the groove and throw him the ball 30 times. He's still technically, yeah, he's not a rookie, but technically he hasn't played a full season. He played a single game, and you're treating him like he's going to be this next big thing. I don't think he is.
I firmly do. There's a reason that the Chiefs moved up to number 10. To take him. You don't move up in the draft for a guy for no reason. You don't. I mean, these guys get paid millions of dollars to do their jobs. And they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? If we were paying millions of dollars, we would know why we're doing whatever we're doing. But we're not. We're getting paid $0 to talk from our bedrooms because that's who we are. Fantasy Unscripted. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, guys. Love y'all. Anyways... Chiefs defense continues to be good. Yes,
Derek Barry stays healthy.
We agree on that much.
I wouldn't consider them to have been good this year
because they didn't have Eric
they
Berry.
Great,
I think
they were
having a full season of Eric Berry could change them from being a top half to at least irrelevant in fantasy perspective.
They had a bottom tier passing team, passing defense this year, but I think with Eric Berry, it's definitely much improved. So if he can stay healthy, then yeah, definitely, they'll be a much better defense.
You know, speaking of rookies, they had probably the best rookie kicker. Harrison Butker had a season.
Yeah.
Ah, man, the Eagles kicker.
Yeah, he did good, but Harrison Butker had a great season too.
I think both had.
I mean, he was fantasy starter relevant. He was top 12.
Yeah.
But then again, you're right. The Chiefs scored a lot of points. They were always in field goal range, pretty much.
And he was accurate. And he was accurate,
you know,
too.
If they were, yeah, if they were losing games, they were scoring 12 points, and they had, you know, four field goals kicked. So, whatever. Yeah, Kareem Hunt, obviously, top five running back. That's easy. Oh, you know what, guys? Remember we were just talking about if Melvin Gore would be top five, and we were naming all the guys? We left out Zeke.
I didn't.
Yeah,
you said Zeke?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay. I was like, guys, we just skimmed right over, like, probably top three. I mean, easily. So, yeah, we know what Kareem Hunt's going to do. If he slows down again, then he'll be in trouble. But I think the Chiefs will be fine. I think they're going to have some contention for the division this year, kind of like they did last year. But they got a chance to win it. I don't think they will, but they got a chance. I don't think they'll win the division. But they got a chance. Again, I think the Raiders win this division, and that's it. Anything else we got on the Chiefs? Anybody?
No. I think it'll be a competitive division this year.
All right, we got a couple minutes. Let's dive in real quick. Possible landing spots for Jimmy Graham and go.
Packers.
I've seen somebody say Packers. I have seen that. I don't understand why he would want to go there.
Because he has Aaron Rodgers throwing to him.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers, the way he spreads the ball around, he's going to be ignored just as much as he was in Seattle. If he comes here, he immediately becomes the number two target. It's DeAndre and him, and it's their show. Will Fuller gets forgotten, and our need for a third receiver kind of falls by the wayside because then we have a really good
well,
tight end.
Well, if he does who never gets hurt. Here, Fuller becomes the three and that deep ball threat you need on play action phase. You got to realize with Watson and Fuller.
Well, no, what I'm saying about the three is a lot of Houston sports guys are talking about how we need a third receiver, like a slot guy, maybe Braxton Miller or someone like Jalen Strong was. They're saying Bruce Ellington could be that guy. But I think if you get Jimmy Graham, you no longer need to worry about that guy because then you have Hopkins, Graham, Fuller, you're fine.
You know who I think is a good contender? I think he could go back to the NFC South and go to the Falcons.
Whoa.
Really? You think the Falcons are interested?
I think, I mean, I'm not saying they are, but I think they could be. I think they would be. They need a
tight end. Well, I guess it would be, would Jimmy Graham be interested in going there, I guess.
That's bold.
Why not?
That's bold.
I mean, it's, I mean, that'd be a great offense right there.
I did see one that didn't surprise me at all. Because these guys are in talks for every player in the NFL, it seems like. Jimmy Graham to the Patriots.
If Gronk retires,
then he immediately becomes Gronk, which Jimmy Graham vaults himself to the number one tight end in football.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. No tight end gets targeted more than Gronk.
Yeah. Graham will be.
Ertz is targeted on 20% of his routes. That means at one in every five routes that he runs, he gets the ball. So if Gronk is more than 20%, that's amazing. I mean, that's what, 1 in 4? So Jimmy Graham would get a ball in 1 in 4 routes. That's unbelievable.
It's hard to not target Gronk, though. I mean, it's huge.
Jimmy Graham's big, too, man. He's not as tall, but he can jump higher than Gronk can. Yeah. He's definitely got the vertical ups. And he's probably about the same speed. They're probably not – one's not faster than the other, probably. But Jimmy Graham's got ups, dude. He can jump.
Gronk's a better blocker.
Yeah. U.S. scored 3-0. Oh, I'm thinking soccer. 3-0 hockey. All right, so Jimmy Graham, anywhere else you guys think he might go? I hope he comes to Houston, really, but I could see him going to Green Bay. I couldn't see him going to Atlanta. I could see him going to New England.
I could see him going to Dallas.
Yeah, or he might stay put in Seattle. That's always an option too. Russell Wilson's still there. He did fine last year. They finally figured it out. They had a tough first season together. Second year, still figuring out. This year was really good. They had a good year together. Jimmy Graham was top 5 tight end.
Bro, I just thought about that. He could go to Dallas this year.
What if he went back to New Orleans, yo? Would that be crazy?
He won't. I don't think
that'd be so good.
I don't think it'll happen, though.
Think about it. Michael Thomas and Jimmy Graham with the two-headed backs and Drew Brees and their defense going up. They'd be early Super Bowl contenders as well. I mean, they'd be fighting with Minnesota and with Philly. Although Minnesota's got some work to do themselves, they got to commit to somebody at the QB. Man, they're gonna have 4 options, it seems like, and they don't know what.
I really want them to. I want Keenum to be their guy. I really do. I like Keenum more.
I think
they're gonna go with Bridgewater.
Yeah, I think starting. Yeah, opening day. Bridgewater struts out there as the starter. Bradford's gone. They can't afford his contract.
Bradford's not going to be on the team.
Side the bench. I think Bradford might end up as – so assuming that one of these teams that's picking high gets a quarterback and they don't want him to start, I think Bradford goes in and is like a mop-up guy, kind of like he was for the Vikings last year, 2 years ago, 2016, because no one's going to pay that guy
$18
million to sit on the bench. Yeah, I mean, no one's going to pay that guy that much to sit on the bench, so either he'll be a free agent all year long, or somebody's going to sign him to be their starting quarterback for the time being, not to be their franchise guy. You know, he could go to the Jets. He could go to the Redskins, for all we know. I mean, Alex Smith, yeah, but, you know, if he gets hurt or something happens, then he can get signed right off the bench right away.
I think he's going to Arizona. Arizona's not a bad idea. That's my prediction.
That's not a bad idea, Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where else he could go. He could go to Denver.
That's where all the old guys go.
He could go to Denver. You never know. He'd have to do too much over there. He's got to be in a system where the quarterback's not asked to run. Arizona's pretty good about that.
Yeah, just throw it up to Fitz and give the ball
to DJ. Yep, that's it.
I think it's similar offense to Arizona, to Minnesota.
Yeah, it's
and even Philly.
Yeah, Philly's good. I feel so bad for Nick Foles, guys. I mean, I don't feel bad for him in the fact that he just won a Super Bowl, but he's pretty much solidified himself as a lifetime backup now. Like, he'll always have a job until he's 50, but he'll probably never get
another
chance.
He'll always be a Philly legend.
Yeah, forever. He'll forever be the guy. He will, until he dies, be able to walk into any restaurant, get his meal paid for, walk into any hotel, get his room paid for, anywhere in the city, for the rest of time. until he
He'll
does.
always be known. He'll always be known as Big Dick Nick, though. So I don't feel bad for him at all.
No, that's what I mean. In that sense, I don't feel bad for him. I only feel bad for him because of how well he played, and he's never going to get another chance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you might. You never know.
But you never know. I don't think so. No one's going to take a chance on him because of his age. Like, he's not old, but no one's going to say, okay, we want to sign Nick Foles to a six-year deal for him to be our quarterback. Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, no. Nobody's going to take a big chance on him like that, like they did a couple years ago, like the Rams did or whoever.
But that's what I'm saying, is that's what I feel bad for, is he played and he's got the potential to be somebody's starter for the next 6 years, but he won't.
Yeah, he just got hot in the playoffs, you know, and honestly, I don't think he is going to be a franchise quarterback. I don't want to say that, like, boldly, but, you know, respect to him for what he did in the playoffs, but I feel like that's kind of...
Wing, 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 wing,
wing. Dang, what's crawled into your vagina, dude?
We've been down on the tracks again, talking about stuff we...
What tracks? We're done. We talked about everything we need to.
Who wants to... Who really cares about Nick Foles? He's just been rapping down wherever he goes.
That's not his name. Say his proper name right now.
I'm not saying that word on here.
Say it.
Nick Blank Foles. Nick Blank Blank Foles.
Okay, that's fine. Good enough. All right. Boys, it's been real. Everybody out there listening, we'll see y'all next week with our next edition.
We're
tackling the NFC West, right? NFC West next week. Yeah. Yeah, we won't see ya. We'll talk to you on the interwebs. Follow us on Twitter, Fantasy Unscript, Instagram, Fantasy Unscripted, as always, our website, fantasyunscripted.wordpress.com. There's links on the homepage to go to iTunes and Google Play to subscribe to our podcast. We're on player.fm and some other website now, too. I don't know, we just keep getting picked up, guys. Pretty good. Final words, Barnes?
I'm just looking forward to next week again.
Cool. Z-Dub?
I have to pee.
Words to live by.
All right, on behalf of my two boys, it's Jake the Snake. You guys stay classy as always. Have a good one. See y'all later.
Bye.